الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد بن عبد الله. ثم ما بعد. The topic today, inshallah, about the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So among the greatest days of the year are the days of Dhul Hijjah. As Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه narrated that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there are no days on which righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah than these 10 days. They said, not even jihad for the sake of Allah. He said, not even jihad for the sake of Allah, unless a man goes out himself for jihad, taking his wealth with him, and does not come back with anything. Narrated by al-Bukhari. It was also narrated from Anas radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no deed that is better before Allah or more greatly rewarded than a good deed done in the first 10 days of al-Adha. It was said, not even jihad for the sake of Allah. He said, not even jihad for the sake of Allah, unless a man goes out himself for jihad, taking his wealth with him, and does not come back with anything. This is also a Hasan hadith. So this hadith and others indicate that these 10 days are better than all other days of the year, with no exception, even the last 10 days of Ramadan. But the last 10 nights of Ramadan are better than the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah, because they include Laylatul Qadr, which is better than 1,000 months. That's according to Tafsir Ibn Kathir. So the Muslim should start these days with sincere repentance to Allah. Then he should do lots of righteous deeds in general. And there are some good deeds that he can focus on, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do these things. So in general, he can do any good deeds in these days. But let's talk about the deeds that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do in these days. So the first good deed is fasting. It is sunnah for the Muslim to fast the first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to do righteous deeds in the first 10 days. And as we know, fasting is one of the most beloved righteous deeds to Allah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast the first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. It was narrated that one of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast on the first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah and the days of Arafah and the days of Ashura and the 3 days of each month, the first Monday of the month and two Thursdays, narrated by Nasa'i and by Abu Dawood. The hadith is classified as sahih according to Imam al-Albani. So the second good deed is reciting tahmid and tahleel and takbir. It is sunnah to recite takbir. Takbir meaning saying Allahu Akbar, and tahmid, which is saying Alhamdulillah, and tahleel, which is saying La ilaha illallah, as well as tasbih, which is saying Subhanallah, during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Saying these words out loud in the mosques, homes, streets, everywhere. Men should recite this out loud, and women should recite it quietly. Allah says, the interpretation of the meaning, that they may witness things that are of benefit to them, and mention the name of Allah on appointed days. And most of the scholars interpreted appointed days in this ayah of Surah Al-Hajj to be the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And it was narrated from Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are no days that are greater before Allah or in which good deeds are more beloved to him than these 10 days. So recite a great deal of tahleel, takbir and tahmid during them. Narrated by Imam Ahmad and also classified as sahih. So the takbir or the dhikr that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to encourage the sahaba to do is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Or there are some other versions of this takbir. It could be just two takbirs at the beginning. So Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. So this takbir has become forgotten these days. So whoever revived the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, will get the reward of whoever will follow that sunnah, whoever will follow that sunnah from now till the hereafter. So inshallah, encourage everyone to practice these. The takbir starts during the first 10 days and it lasts also till the fourth day of Tashriq. So that is the third day of Tashriq. So that is, there are two types of takbir. Takbir al-mutlaq and takbir al-muqayyad. Takbir al-mutlaq meaning that it's, what's the translation for that? Like open takbir. Open takbir, it starts from first day of Dhul-Hijjah till the eighth day of Dhul-Hijjah. So from Dhul-Hijjah first till Dhul-Hijjah eighth. So open takbir meaning that you can do the takbir everywhere, anywhere during the day. But for the takbir al-muqayyad, kind of restriction takbir, it is the takbir that Prophet used to encourage the Sahaba to do it after each salah, which is what we do nowadays. It's still open to do it any time during the day, but you can restrict it to be after each salam alaikum kato. You can restrict it to be after each salah. On the other hand, to do this kind of restriction in the first 10 days, scholars consider it as might be as an innovation, as the Prophet did not restrict it to be after each salah in the first 8 days. But you can do that starting Fajr of Arafah, the day of Arafah, the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, and then the day of Eid, which is 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, and the 3 days of Tashriq, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th, till Salat al-Asr of the 13th. The last time you do it after Salat al-Asr of the 13th. How you do it, again, it's Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Wallahi alhamd. It's worth also to mention that this takbir after the salawat, it should be not in a uniform as it is common nowadays. That the Prophet and his Sahaba never done that takbir in a uniform where people start the takbir together. It should be done in an individual basis. Everyone will do the takbir loudly, that's fine. If it happened to be together, not intentionally, no problem with that, inshallah. But it should be not the intention to do it in a uniform. So that's regarding the second good deed. The third good deed that we might do in these 10 days is doing the Hajj. So whoever is capable to do the Hajj, it's one of the greatest deed in Allah's eyes. So whoever is capable to do the Hajj, inshallah, can perform the Hajj. And everyone knows the reward for the Hajj, as if you do Hajj the way it's supposed to be, you will get back with no sins as when you were born. The last good deeds I'm going to talk about today is the udhiyah, the sacrifice, which is to slaughter a sheep or a cow for the sake of Allah. So that's one of the righteous good deeds that bring a person closer to Allah in these 10 days. So as a conclusion, inshallah, let us hasten to make the most of these great days before they go away without taking the opportunity, inshallah. And jazakum Allahu khairan.